Let's take a look now at the weather forecast for the United States and the planet. We'll talk with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, well, thank you. Hopefully you're enjoying the beautiful weather we've got right now. I know that's not necessarily what everyone wants, but at least it's pleasant out there for right now.
You know, it's not bad at all. I think farmers are okay with it. They wouldn't mind a little rainfall along the way, but this 80-degree highs and dropping down into the 50s or 60s of lows in the nighttime hours doesn't seem to bother them, although it doesn't put as many growing degree days on very quickly as that last week did. What can you tell me about the forecast for the rest of this week and into next?
Well, you know, for the next, we'll say 4 or 5 days, we are going to stay in a dry mode here. There'll be a few showers around, but they will have absolutely no significance on the crop or field conditions. There's a frontal system that'll cut through the region this weekend late, probably come across Saturday night into Monday or Tuesday. And at that point, many areas across the region will pick up on some rain. And moisture totals at the moment look like they'll probably be something of the order of 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch. So it's not going to be a big soaker. But there could be a couple of spots that might get more than an inch of moisture, and that'll help buy a little bit of time. But we are going to experience a little bit of warming before that occurs, and then we'll cool down just slightly behind it and then warm up again. So we're going to be looking at temperatures that are fairly seasonable and a tendency here for evaporation rates to take away a lot of this moisture fairly quickly after it occurs. But for the crop that's reproducing, it's not a bad scenario. For the crops that are struggling, it's okay. Obviously, we would like to have a better soaking of rain, but as long as we can keep those temperatures down from the extremes, I think most folks will probably be okay with that. But it's a long way to maturity here. And the month of August looks like it'll probably be near to slightly warmer than normal. So there's a bit of good news there with possible increases in growing degree day units during that time period.
That's all well and good as long as there is above average or average rainfall in that month. What do you see?
Yeah, and that I don't necessarily see much of. I think we're going to see some showers around, but the month of August is probably going to come up a little short on the moisture. It's not going to be absolutely dry. We're not going to see a 1983-style hot, dry pattern here, but we are going to have below-average precipitation. We're hoping that we get enough timeliness in the precipitation that the crops will hang in there, but it is a bit of a concern. I would say at this point, totals for the month will probably run from maybe 60 to around 75% of normal. There will probably be some areas that will see less than that 65. So it will be a dry biased month. And if we can keep the temperatures from being exceptionally hot, I think that'll certainly help a lot. But as you're suggesting here, it's still not going to be easy street at all.
Can you turn your attention to the safrinha or second crop corn in Brazil? That's been or is in the process of being harvested. Do you have an update of those regions?
Nationwide, the second season corn harvesting in Brazil is 67% done. Now, Mato Grosso, which is the nation's biggest producer, is 89% completed with that. And it looks like the weather is going to continue to be quite favorable as we go forward through this next several-week period. So field work should be able to advance without any kind of hindrance from too much moisture.
So as that crop was coming in, that was putting some pressure on the marketplace in Chicago. Turn your attention to another part of the world, France. We've been talking about that a little bit over the last month or so. Last week, there was some expectation that they'd have high heat again. Did that come in, and what problems did it create, if so?
Yeah, the heat is underway right now. Yesterday was the first of the three hottest days. Today will be the second, and tomorrow will be the third. And then they'll see some relief. What's most interesting about France is that their first heat wave occurred around June 26th, and they have not seen a good soaking rain since that heat wave took place. And so most of that country is running very short on moisture, and it's just one big stressed field out there. The environment that they're in right now, because it's so dry, these temperatures are going to record levels. We already saw yesterday upper 90s through about 105 degrees Fahrenheit, and I think some unofficial readings are higher than that. And that doesn't sound too bad from our perspective, but in France, that doesn't occur, not very often, and not out of the southwest. The next couple of days will generate similar temperatures, and then they'll get some cool down afterwards. The crops are pretty seriously stressed, at least those are not irrigated. And it's going to be interesting to see what the bottom line is for corn as well as sunseed and some soybeans that are produced there.
And if I recall correctly, France is one of, if not the largest production area for agriculture in the western part of Europe.
That's correct. It is very, very important. And I will say that their soft wheat crop probably escaped a lot of this potential damage. Everyone has suggested the crop move along fast enough that it wasn't seriously harmed. Wouldn't surprise me to see a little quality decline in the bottom line and maybe a slight reduction in yield, but I think for the most part that small grain crop has probably come off without a big issue.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.